You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's hopes of harboring Amazon's second headquarters crashed into pieces when Detroit failed to make the list of 20 finalists, a sign there's plenty of work to do to burnish Michigan's business image across the country and around the world. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House thinks he knows exactly the right person to be out there making a case to the world for Michigan, someone who's going to be free this time next year. Daniel, what's your suggestion for Rick Snyder's next act?
I think he should be the mobility spokesman in chief for the state of Michigan, potentially. I mean, this is a guy who understands what's happening with the auto industry, with mobility, with autonomy. And I think he can make a very good case around the world, actually, about what Michigan's strengths are, what its weaknesses are, what it's making progress on, what kind of intellectual capital resists here. And I don't think he probably would want to become the next interim president of Michigan State. That decision is going to be made much sooner before he leaves office. But I think he's got a unique set of tools. He is a businessman turned politician. Somewhat reluctantly, I think, when you talk to him or you listen to the State of the State, when he laments the lack of civility in public discourse, and I happen to agree with him on that. But this is something he's ideally suited for, and he might be the first governor in at least the last four who leaves office and decides to actually stay in Michigan and live with the consequences of his decisions, which neither his Republican nor Democratic predecessors have chosen to do, going all the way back to, I think, what, Bill Milliken.
Yeah, as I thought about that, I think you're absolutely right. Well, you talk about him being the mobility evangelist. What about just in general the business? You talk about what we heard from Dan Gilbert's letter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that phrasing was damning, the unique radioactive-like reputational fallout of 50 to 60 years of economic decline. Ouch.
Well, I think Dan's exactly right. And, you know, I wrote that column after that decision was made, and I made the point about this is how people see us. Detroit collapsing, Detroit in bankruptcy, Detroit political corruption.
Flint water.
All of these things have, I think, contribute to an image that is very negative. And, you know, we live in a 24/7 wired world, social media driven impressions oftentimes are fueled and turbocharged much more than reality in a lot of ways. So I think Rick Snyder's the kind of person that can potentially make the case. A lot of his policies helped some of the things that have happened in the city of Detroit. Now, I wouldn't say that they made it happen, but they certainly helped make it happen. And Dan, in fact, makes that point, I think, in his letter about bankruptcy at the city level. And that was something that contributed to, I think, some of the energy that we see. So yes, to your point, I mean, I think this is a governor who can speak the language, can talk to CEOs in Japan and Germany and Sweden and in the UK and on the West Coast. He comes out of a tech background and he can speak their language and say, this is where we are. And I think that's very valid. Now, the obvious question is, would his successor want him anywhere near this? And I think what we know about politics is the answer would be probably not, to which I say, please spare us the insecurity. The fact of the matter is the front runners for the nominations of their respective parties are professional politicians.
There are those who will argue very full-throatedly that Rick Snyder contributed to some of that unique radioactive-like reputational fallout, you know, with strings of maybe not particularly effective emergency managers witness the Flint water disaster.
Yeah, I think you could make that argument. You can always cherry pick an argument. But I think if you look at emergency management in the Snyder era, it's much more records of success than it was a failure. As I've said many times, I think the critical mistake that was made in the case of Flint is that they had four emergency managers, all four of whom had deep roots in the Flint community. Well, you look at what happened in Detroit and some of the smaller cities where EMs were successful. They were people who came from the outside, who didn't have alliances and relationships in the cities that they were brought in to try and repair, and they had a much better result. Kevin Orr being the best example. I mean, this was a guy who was a Washington bankruptcy lawyer whose only affiliation to Michigan was the fact that he'd gone to the University of Michigan Law School and graduated, 30 years earlier. And he was able to kind of call balls and strikes and be much more effective than some other people. Look, I'd be the first person to say they made some really bad mistakes there. But I don't think that necessarily negates the case that I'm making here.
So this idea that Rick Snyder could operate as a tech CEO turned venture capitalist turned governor turned business evangelist for Michigan, is it a good fit for relentless positive action and dog ears?
That's a good question. It could be, but it's not going to be easy. And I think trying to find a spot of where you do that, do you attach to the University of Michigan? Do you start your own thing? I think it's something that he could contribute and is something my guess is that he would be interested in trying to support. Now, whether he does it, who the heck knows? And as he made it clear to the Detroit News this week in an editorial board meeting, whatever he does is going to be what his wife Sue says he can do, because he says, I owe her an awful lot for the sacrifices over the last 8 years, and we're going to spend some time together, and then we're going to decide the next chapter.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.